Job growth surges in the U.S.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and the Labor Department reported today that 236,000 jobs were added last month. That was much better than expected. The unemployment rate fell from 7.9 to 7.7%. That's the lowest in 4 years. For more, we're joined from Washington by Alan Krueger. He is the chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so you said this morning that more work remains to be done, and I wonder what specifically that means to you.
Well, we still have too many Americans unemployed. We still have a middle class that has been under stress for some time. So improving the recovery, making sure that the recovery continues, making sure that the economy creates good middle class jobs remains the president's North Star. And it's important that we don't mess it up.
Well, so what do you want to be done? Do you want Congress to do something specifically?
Well, as the president has said repeatedly, the sequester, which took effect early in March, is bad policy. I think people across the political spectrum will look at it, think it's bad policy. It imposes a set of indiscriminate cuts, which don't solve our long-term deficit problem, doesn't address the causes of our long-term deficits, and the Congressional Budget Office forecast will shave economic growth by 0.6% and reduce job growth by around 750,000 jobs by the end of the year. So the president has proposed a balanced approach to put us on a sustainable fiscal path, which includes closing tax loopholes to raise additional revenue, includes reforming our entitlements so that they're around for generations to come, and a smarter set of spending cuts.
But no economists out there really think that the sequester is going to be undone at this point. I mean, is that what you're saying, that there's a possibility that Congress and the president are going to get together now and undo the sequester?
Well, listen, the president has been reaching out to Congress. He made phone calls to many members of Congress this past week. He had a dinner with senators from the Republican side a couple of nights ago. He met with the ranking and chairman of the Budget Committee on the House. Next week, he's going to meet with the caucuses. So we are working to try to put us on a better fiscal path. It's going to take some time. We would like to see the Congress move back to regular order in terms of passing a budget. But I think your listeners should be aware that the sequester, those automatic spending cuts that no one thought would take effect, are going to do some real damage to the economy over time.
Well, now, let me preface this by saying this report overall is a very good report, but I do want to focus on one number that is a little alarming, which is that the teenage unemployment rate is at 25%.
Teenage unemployment rate has been high for some time, and it's a sign that the economy is not strong enough, and that's why the president remains focused on trying to support this recovery.
Alan Krueger, chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, thanks so much.
Thank you.